This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. David's with us in Illinois. David is an instructor as well. And, David, you bring up a very, very good point. You're talking about you had been to the hospital, something you didn't want to have to do, but you did because of an injury. But this brings up the point, some of us may have to go to the dentist, whether, you know, out of necessity. So if you go to the hospital, you go to the doctor's office, you go to the dentist, go to a place that you know where there are other people who may be contagious with some kind of immune disorder or the China virus. What do you do? And that was a really good point. So Dr. Shealy had recommended, I believe, vitamin D, 350,000 units once a week, 2 grams of vitamin C daily, and 25 milligrams of B complex. And Dr. Shealy, would you mind sharing one more time with our class why vitamin B complex is so important when you're taking vitamin C?
Well, especially because it does help prevent kidney stones. When you take over 100 milligrams of vitamin C, it can cause calcium kidney stones. But taking at least, you know, some B six significantly can reduce that. Now, if you take a huge dose, you may need 100 milligrams of B six. But the biggest problem is the B six.
Mm-hmm. And the easiest way, class, that I know of to solve that kidney stone problem and get your significant dose of vitamin C and your other essentials is you can do what I do. I go to Dr. Shealy's office and I buy Youth Formula, which is his vitamin C plus MSM, and I buy his Dr. Shealy's Essentials, which is also known as Eco Green Iron Free Essentials with Super Greens. And so I take both of them. So the Dr. Shealy's Essentials, you could consider the multivitamin, and the Youth Formula, you consider the best vitamin C on the planet because it has MSM. So I take them every day, and I have for years and years. Dr. Shealy recommended the same thing he's recommended to all of you. And I found that I really had some really, really serious health problems with my lungs. And I am in great shape. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I was at death's door, and Dr. Shealy, I had a consultation with Dr. Shealy. He recommended exactly what I should do, and I did it. So it consists of exactly what he said for David, except I'm using the pulse electromagnetic frequency device, and I'm using the Bliss oils. And he also recommended for me ashwagandha root powder. I'm taking that. And taurine and beta-glucan, and it works great. I also turmeric curcumin, I've added that as with his recommendation. It all works really, really well for me. So, you know, if you want to try it, there it is. But the thing is, you can buy all these things and you can put them in the cabinet and not look at them, and it'll do you no good at all. So,
anything
Dr. Shealy,
I can
believe
do to
it.
Keep me out of the doctor or the hospital, I'm fine with.
Well, I got to tell you, David, I'm looking at the supplements. I've got three monitors here on the studio desk. Okay, I've got the digital converter that lets us go high speed out to GCN. Got the mixer. I've got three keyboards, three mice. I've got a stereo system so that during the break I can hit the power button and on the wall speakers plays, you know, what's going out over the air, so I know when to run back in the studio and, you know, and slide that pot and potentiometer up for the microphone. So I've got all this on the studio desk, and I've got a cup of coffee, and I've got a telephone, and I have my supplements. All, and the supplements are all in my way. Okay, and so you know, in between the mice, the mixer, the keyboards, the monitor, and all these power cords, and it are the supplements. And the reason I do that is I absolutely do not want to forget. And so if they're in my way, I can't forget. So you know, before the broadcast, I take some of them. During the breaks, I take others. During the other breaks, I take others. During the other breaks, I take others. So if they're in my way, I'm not going to forget. Because they're there 24/7 until they're empty, and I replace them. Okay, that's the method that I use. So if you put them in a cabinet and everything looks nice and neat, the odds are that you can forget, and they don't do the cabinets any good at all. I can tell you that for a fact. So, Dr. Shilley, does that ring true with maybe some of your patients who have not done that yet? You know, put them.
No question about it.
Okay. Okay, David, back to you.
Yeah, I take what he recommends because they did a lot to me, and any time I can stay away from there, I'm fine. And whenever go ahead.
Do you want to share? And I don't want to put words in your mouth, and I don't want to tell you what to say, but if you do, I think it might be helpful for Dr. Shilley to know about your injury, and maybe he has a protocol that will speed up your recovery and make sure it's more complete.
This is what happened was this is my fault. I take the blame on this one. I told you we got a puppy and I've been training him. Unfortunately, his brain is a puppy, but his body is an adult dog. So I didn't put my safety glasses on. I'm like, well, he had water everywhere. So I'm like, let me just clean this water up. No, I don't need my safety glasses. And for some reason, every dog or shepherd we ever had, they are very, I mean, I wouldn't think they would see the little ordinary little things, but they catch everything. And for whatever it is, they're always intrigued. They know our eyes are different, but it's like they're trying to figure out why. So he just gradually bumped me with his nose in my eye, and I guess with the implant, multinu implant, a shunt, it must have been really soft because he punctured it. And so I had to go in and get that surgically stitched up and sealed back up, and there's a lot of blood clotting, but it's actually going away, and it's strange. And here's something for you people to take note. When they sent me home, they were, okay, here's your appointments. You may want to write this down. They gave me a pen and a piece of paper. I'm like, what good is this going to do me, right? I can't see nothing. And you just realize then, like, oops. Uh-oh, I hope this gets better.
So you have a shunt, and you have an implant, and you have blood clots. And is your goal to dissolve these blood clots? Is that what you're thinking, David?
Yes, the blood clots are right in the front. They're blocking my vision. It's been 2.5 weeks now, but I'm starting to see light. So the blood clots are clearing up so far. You know, if I get quite a bit of vision back, or at least more than what I got now, I'm lucky. I came out lucky on this one. But what upsets me is I'm always one to exercise 2-3 times a day I can't do nothing. And they tell you, I started doing research about exercising, and now they're telling people, oh, you just need to exercise the body part once a week. I'm like, what?
David, they're stupid.
Six reps, 3 times a day, once a week. Oh my God, that's not even warming up. I mean, you're kidding me. Is even fitness gotten that lazy?
Now, why can't you exercise?
I have the stitches in my eye and everything, and they're worried they don't want me to pull any of that, and to make sure the retina's not damaged. Because there's so much blood clotting, they can't tell if there's. I don't think there's a retina detachment. because I'm starting to see things that was just like before. So, but I won't know until Thursday about the retina situation. But yeah, it's just, they just told me that not to strain and not to, I understand not to bend over because they don't want me to bump into something again. So I'm wearing my safety glasses all the time. But yeah, they don't, I'm going to see how much I can exercise and do when I go Thursday, because they say, what, after 2 weeks, then it starts to go away. And I like to stay healthy. And that's why I was going to ask you a question about you exercise, and you claim, you say you exercise all the time, and how, people said how healthy you are. Have you ever taken a lapse in your exercising in your years, or did you, or were you always
adamant about that? 12. I've never stopped.
Well, I don't want to discourage anybody, but the way I look at it is I hear how fit you are, and I may never get that fit at that age, but the point is I look at it as how close can I get, instead of just giving up. I see so many people that are even a lot younger than me, and they looked terrible. And they don't even care.
Move it or lose it.
It's sad. Now, I have to say, what interests me, when I was there at the hospital, I always talk to patients when I'm waiting for my driver. And a lady was there, and she got the vaccine, and she got really sick from the second one dose. And now she's got blood clots. But here, her view was, hey, I'm at least protected from the virus. Well, yeah, but now you don't know how they're going to remove the blood clots. She goes, I know, but at least I won't die from the virus, you know. So I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of issues there that I just.
David, I've got a question. I have a question for you, David. When you were at the hospital, did you find that the nurses were more obese than 10 years ago?
Actually, I couldn't tell you this time. But it did seem like some of the women were pretty big, by the way they were moving around and moving me around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me. My wife went to a nutrition specialist, and I ain't kidding. This lady must have been twice as big as the two of us put together. And you're wanting me to listen to, use your recommendations on a diet? You're kidding me.
So if I follow your protocol, I'm gonna look like you. Is that what you're saying?
Needless to say, Dee didn't like that very well, and the lady didn't like that. The doctor didn't like that very well. So they don't see each other anymore.
David, I've got the lines lit up here.
Okay.
So, Dr. Shuley, do you have any recommendations for David? Should he be trying to dissolve blood clots? Is that something that he should be working toward?
I would at least do some walking. I see no problem in a modest walk.
We have an exercise, the sit-down bike and a treadmill, too. The bike, I should be able to sit down and just relax and do that to keep my blood flowing and at least my muscles somewhat
activated.
I
wouldn't do any speeding. I would do it gently.
Yeah. Well, plus, yeah, not seeing, I may run over my wife in the house. I'll let
David,
you go talk to your other people. Thank you.
David, you're in our prayers. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Arjun and Kyle, you guys are up next. Arjun, then Kyle. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley. NormShuley.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, medical doctor. And we've got Arjun in West Virginia. Arjun, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Dr. Shuley.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Dr. Shuley, like my canine tooth, it was actually, you know, like coming out from past 2-3 years. So it was loose and a part of it broke for some time. Then a little part of it broke more. And finally it has broken like from past 6 months, or I think like from past 8 or 9 months, it has broken. And if I put my finger, I can see a part of it is there. But, you know, like I can eat food just fine. It doesn't affect anything. I went to the dentist and they said, like, it costs, like, $5,000 to get, like, a new teeth, you know, like, which can be done. So I cannot afford that. So I was wondering, like, if it's not affecting anything, you know, like, I can eat food just fine. Do I need to do anything or I can just leave it as is?
Well, what I would probably could try is a tablespoon of grapefruit pectin a day.
A tablespoon of grapefruit.
Grapefruit pectin is a powder.
Okay, grapefruit.
And you put it in a glass of water.
Okay, grapefruit. How do you spell the last word?
P-E-C-T-I-N.
Okay. And just do this, like, just put it in water a little bit of water, drink it, and just do this for 1 week.
Yeah, try it and see what happens.
And okay. Dr. Shealy, what would this? What is the desired outcome by drinking grapefruit pectin and water?
Well, it gives good bulk, what I call good bulk.
Okay, and he has a. If I understood the problem correctly, Arjun, are you saying that you had a tooth that was broken and it broke off? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So this was breaking from past 2-3 years, canine tooth.
Canine tooth.
Yeah. And so this was breaking from 2-3 years, and a part of it broke, and a little part of it broke more. And now from past 8 months, almost all of it is gone. But if I just put a finger, I can see a little part of this is there. So it doesn't affect me eating anything.
All right. So I have a question for Dr. Shealy. So I guess you're saying that there's still a part of the tooth remaining in your jaw. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does it get infected?
No, as far as I know, it's not infected at all, you know, like, as far as I know, it doesn't hurt anything, it doesn't hurt me or anything like that.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is I'd like to ask Dr. Shealy, if someone has a broken tooth which becomes infected or has a cavity and that progresses, can that be dangerous because that tooth is in the jaw, which is really close to the brain?
Well, obviously, it does need to be taken care of by a dentist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if he has a broken tooth, is this tooth broken off with the gum line, or is it below the gum line, or what, Arjun?
Gum line, you know, like if I put my finger here, I'll see there's a little bit of tooth that is left on the right side. I cannot, it's like it is below the gum line, I think. It's not going in the gum line.
It doesn't sound like it's going to get any better over time, as far as I can tell. Dr. Shealy?
I agree.
Okay. And so should he be concerned, I mean, from an overall health perspective, infection, chronic infection?
I'd want a dentist approval.
Yeah.
Opinion.
Okay. So, Arjun, the bottom line is you really should go see a dentist about this. And, there are plenty of people who have had their teeth extracted because of problems with them. You can get implants, of course. I personally have lots of questions about implants. But, you know, a foreign object in the body, it doesn't sound like a good idea in most cases to me. Maybe it is. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts about dental implants?
Well, I guess I'd rather have a gum than a implant.
Yeah. So, Bob, I guess what we're saying is, you know, if it could cause a serious health problem, you might want to have that tooth pulled. And then maybe later on, if you want to have an implant, but or a bridge or something like that. But I think you need to go see a dentist.
Sure.
Did you want to hold through the break?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay, and then Kyle will be up next.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide." End quote. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten on NBC News, is calling for a vaccine mandate.
You know, I've been around the country this week. I was in Florida and Missouri as we were pushing a full court press for back to school. And the Delta variants are alarming. And the spread is alarming. So let me just be personal for a moment, which is that vaccines are the single most important way of dealing with COVID. We've always dealt with, or since 1850, we've dealt with vaccines in schools. It's not a new thing to have immunizations in schools. And I think that on a personal matter, as a matter of personal conscience, I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates. And so, you know, and all their vaccine policies. And so I said last week that I wanted to bring my leadership together, and we are this week, to, you know, revisit and to reconsider our policy that we passed in October about voluntary, that the best way to do this was to do it volitionally. Now, let me just say, my members have stepped up. 90% of the teacher members have actually gotten the vaccine. But I do think that the circumstances have changed and that vaccination is a community responsibility, and it weighs really heavily on me that kids under 12 can't get vaccinated.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, call screen's lit up. So, Arjun, very quickly, any last comments or questions for Dr. Shuley?
No, that's pretty much it. I think I will just go and see the dentist and see what they say.
I think that's a sound position to take. Thank you for calling. I support that position. Dr. Shuley support that too, because that's what Dr. Shuley recommended. Okay. Thank you, Arjun. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Hey, good morning. You know, Vince, I've read some old Civil War, a lot of Civil War type books and different things like that, and there was people that would die from a tooth breaking off and getting infected. So I highly suggest that Arjun get that to a dentist. And with the way things are right now, that he does it ASAP. And whether he just gets it pulled or whatever. But that's not why I called. I actually called Dr. Shealy because I wanted your advice on something. I've done quite a bit of research on diets. And I have been overweight for a long time because I've been dealing with this transverse myelinitis and a lot of pain from this disease. And numbness in my feet and different things like that that I've dealt with for a long time. And I put on too much weight. I just weighed, you know, I weighed 247 pounds. And I'm 5'10". So anyway, I decided I did a lot of studying on fasting. And then I also done a lot of research on sort of a keto. Basically, it's a very low carbohydrate intake. And I decided, my wife says, you know, you don't know how to do nothing partial, you know, or go at it slow. So I decided to hit this hard. And I've been fasting 23 hours a day and eating one time a day. And then the one time I do eat, it's meat and vegetables. And I keep my carbohydrates under 5 per day. And so I've lost so far 34 pounds in 2 months.
Good on you.
Yeah, well, what my question is there a problem that you can see for long term? Because I needed about another 20-something pounds or so. I'll have to see how I feel. To get down to my high school weight of 185, obviously I got to lose, another 25 pounds or so. And I'm wondering, what do you, is there any long-term effects to doing something that long and that for the, you know what I mean, for that hard? Or is that just a healthy way to live, period, until I got down to where I wanted to be?
It's healthier than being significantly overweight as long as you are taking at least a good multivitamin, some vitamin C.
Oh, yeah, I take that every day. Yep.
Good.
Yep, but all right. Well, that's kind of the main thing that I was going to find out from you. It's just because I sure have been feeling a lot more energy, and of course everything changes with that. But I decided with the times that we live in, a guy better get down to fighting weight, you know. anyway, so the other thing I was going to make a suggestion, Vince, or at least a comment on, is there's... If people will look, I think there is a Dr. Habib, I think is the guy's name, in Israel, because Israel, you know, is like 90% vaccinated. And I can't remember the exact number, but they're seeing if I remember correctly, it was like a 2,000% increase in COVID cases. So, folks, this stuff doesn't work. The vaccines don't work, and they're going to eventually kill you. I just don't, I don't get the reasoning. You know, I've got a little saying that I've been using for people that wakes up some people sometimes. And I said, when, number one, there's two parts to this. Number one, when have in all of history, have you ever seen a disease that has a 0.07 death rate, 0.07% death rate, and be pushed a vaccine so powerfully against something that weak? And then the other thing that I had for that was, you know, if that's true, what's the agenda behind the vaccine? You know, and sometimes the light comes on with some people. You know, I'm not saying there wasn't a disease, because I had it. But, and I had got the antibodies for it. The other thing I was going to tell people is this. They're touting this Delta variant as this big, another big boogeyman. And they're going to try to use that for forced vaccinations. They're going to try to use it for a shutdown mandate. They're going to use all of this. But in the research I've done, Dr. Shealy, and I'd like your opinion on this, not one single time in history that I have been able to research and find out, not one single time in history has a variant been more powerful than the alpha. Is that correct?
To my knowledge, that is correct. But to me, the big problem is I don't trust a fact so-called reporter from any source at the present time. It's all, to me, makeshift lies.
Yeah.
So I don't even trust the current statistics on the variant.
Yep, I agree. All right. Well, that's all I had. I know you got a lot of other callers. Good to talk to you, Vince, and Dr. Sheely, too. Thanks, Dr. Sheely.
Yeah. Kyle, we'll see you on the 19th. You and I are going to do a broadcast about what should you have accumulated, should you need to trade with others as things continue to get worse. Kyle and I will be doing that broadcast on Thursday the 19th, 2 hours. So think about that, and you may want to write down some of your questions, and we'll be glad to address them. Kyle, thanks so much for calling.
You bet. Thank you, Vince.
Have a good one.
Let's see, we've got Amit in Massachusetts. Welcome, Amit.
Good morning, Dr. Sheely.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hi.
I have one comment and one question. The comment is on what Kyle was saying and Dr. Sheely was seconding, that these things cannot be trusted. So my view or my comment is very pedestrian or very unscientific because I don't have public health data. But in my view, homeless population all over the world does not have any unusual pattern of sickness or death, and they are in violation of every local government health directive of masks, 6 feet, this injection, that injection. But life goes on as usual for them. So anyone should notice that or try to take a close look at that. Particularly those in large cities can easily drive by and see the homeless so-called encampments as busy as they have been before. By logic, they should all be in hospitals or died. But the fact is definitely not like that. So that was my comment. And my question is that...
Before you leave that comment, Amit, we're talking about homeless people. We're talking about people who eat out of garbage cans. We're talking about people... okay. I don't mean to belittle the situation. I'm not trying to. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people who don't get to bathe as often as, you know, the rest of us do. We're talking about people who have compromised immune systems. We're talking about people who are addicted to drugs. We're talking about alcoholics. We're talking about people who are living on the street, sleeping on the sidewalk, where dogs pee, poop, and people spit.
Exactly.
Okay? And so this is like the worst of the worst of the worst in terms of you want to be healthy, you don't want to do this, right? So, Amit, you bring up a very, very good point. So,
let me tell you one more angle, Vincent. Recently, I approached a professor in India whose paper was forced to be withdrawn. And he's in biochemistry, biology, or life sciences. So I asked him, I only know him through email because I got his email on that paper. So I asked him the same question, and he said he had thought about the same issue, why the homeless people worldwide are going about their lives as usual and not having any unusual sickness or death pattern. But he also went on to say that he cannot take a public position on that. For two reasons. One is that he doesn't have data, and the other is that because of his profession of being in that specialty, it may be so-called dangerous to make that public statement. That is, despite all filth or all carelessness or everything against health logic or health directives issued by government, they are going about their business as they have always been. That's all I have to say.
I have a question for you, just so that the class can understand, our broadcast classroom. Amit, my understanding is that as a profession, you have been, I guess you're retired now, a professional researcher. You looked into the finest points of things for patents, etc., law, etc. That's what you did as a profession, correct?
Yes.
So it's, to me, it's a natural result of that kind of a mind that you have to look at the finest details as a patent attorney or a patent researcher as well, that you would look into the homeless and say, here's something that you can see from afar that does not line up with logic in terms of immunizations, vaccinations, etc. It doesn't jive, if you will. Yes.
Yeah, so I would go even a step further, that a thought like this does not need any report or textbook or anything. Just plain logic, that anybody living, say, in a large city can easily drive by, a homeless population or encampment or population, and they are as numerous as they were before. So it's common sense, and I think anybody can do it if just needs some thinking or some driving, but no more lab work or this report or that professional or that MD, so on and so forth. So that's all. So my question for Dr. Sheely is that I've heard that ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease has no cure. Is that really so, even in the holistic medicine view, or there's something which can be done in that case?
I have no experience or knowledge about difficult people like that. I've never seen one, never touched one, never. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, he's talking about ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
With Lou Gehrig's disease, we have had excellent success with the gamma PEMF despite.
I see. Yeah, I thought that it's a neurological disease, so Dr. Sheely's specialty is in that area, so I thought it may be okay to ask him.
Amit, do you want to hold through the break and continue this discussion?
Yeah, I'll hold. Thank you.
Okay, sounds great. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Sheely.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sheila's with us and Amit's with us, and Amit's talking about ALS. I just have a very quick comment. I think it's germane to this discussion. Class, I use the pulse electromagnetic frequency device from Dr. Sheila a couple hours every day. And I believe that it absolutely positively has helped my lung condition. Absolutely positively, no question about it, in my mind, along with the supplements. So the combination of the supplements that Dr. Shuley has recommended today in this broadcast, as well as the PEMF device for a couple hours a day, it has improved my respiration, like, dramatically. The pulmonologists can't believe it. They're, I don't think they've ever seen anything like it. And I'm not exaggerating. So, yesterday, I was using the PEMF device, and I was sitting in this comfortable chair. It's a padded chair, and so I was leaning back. I had the PEMF coil on my chest, on my lungs, and for the very first time, something very strange happened. One of our cats climbed up on my lap and decided that that coil was where he wanted to be. And there was no getting his mind changed. So for hours, this cat was, I could not persuade him to, you know, knock it off and, you know, just go someplace else. So Dr. Shuley, this cat, I guess what I'm saying is this cat has figured out that there's something to this pulse electromagnetic frequency, as I have. Any quick comments before Amit joins in?
I have heard that from both dogs, about dogs and cats liking it.
Okay. There you go. And class, I believe what it does is it improves my circulation. And Dr. Shuley, I believe, has said the same thing, that that's one of the things that it does. And it promotes healing because it stimulates, you know, the bioelectric system of the body. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Dr. Shuley, but I believe that is the intent of what you had been saying. And it seems like that is absolutely the case from,
yeah,
from my perspective.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the cats seem to love it. And that was brand new. And so I didn't say, you know, cat's name is Little Bit. Come on over here a little bit. And, you know, like, why don't you hop on my lap? I didn't say that. I'm trying to get him to knock it off. And, no, he thinks that this is where he wants to be. So for hours, literally hours, and it's never happened before. Never. Now, we've had, this cat has adopted us, you know, years and years ago, and he lives inside and outside. But this has never happened before. Amit, back to you.
Yeah, I would second that. I have heard that cats and dogs and such pets have some affinity or some ability to sense such electrical devices, say neurological or similar functioning. And if there's more than one pet in the house, they sort of compete to be in proximity with that device. So this is just another confirmation of what I have heard before.
Absolutely true. They do compete. They compete for the floor register where the cool air, if they come in and they're really hot from outside, the dogs do the same thing. They want to get real close or on top of that cool air register on the floor so they can have air conditioning. So, yeah, absolutely, they do compete. They compete for toys. They, you know, if one of them has the bone, they all want it. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Okay, that's all. Thank you, Dr. And, Healy, and thank you, Wilson.
Oh, you're welcome. And okay. So before you go, Dr. Shuley, are you saying that there is potential to treat ALS with pulsed electromagnetic frequency? I think
yes.
That was, okay.
Yes, it takes time, but it does seem to be progressively useful.
Okay. Yeah, I got the idea. Thank you.
Very
Bye.
Good. All right, thank you, Amit. Okay. Robert in Kansas. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, Vincent. Good morning, Dr. Shealy. I know we have little time. Kyle called in about his fasting, one meal a day. I want to say congratulations to him. I have 2 points for him that I want him to pay attention to, though. A lot of times when people do like a calorie-restricted diet, the body goes into a mode where it sees that there's less food, and it starts to send signals to the body that it needs to store energy as adipose, right? So what he needs to do when he does have his one meal a day, I want him to eat a meal that satiates him, that sends signals to the body that there is plenty of food, that it doesn't go into that starvation mode, that survival mode, where so when you do have your one meal, you want to definitely eat to where you are full, you are satisfied, and you're sending, you can feel it when you know when you're full, you're sending that signal to the body that there is plenty of food and it can be used as energy. That's the first step. And number two is just to maintain metabolic rate, you can, because you are in a fasted state, you just want to simply move the body. It doesn't have to necessarily be direct exercise. But just a walk of the dog or any sort of getting up in the morning and moving the body, you're going to maintain that metabolic rate, and that's going to keep your weight going down.
Robert, hold that thought. Dr. Shealy, your comments.
Oh, good advice. Very good.
Yeah, so it sounds like we're back to move it or lose it, right? or use it. Or lose it. Yeah. Robert, thank you. Thank you for calling in. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you, Ben. You'll have a beautiful day.
Bye. Hey, you too. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Monday.
Have a good one.
Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.